Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, May 13th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Drug deaths reach a record high. Two-thirds of workers run out of money between paychecks. Half of all U.S. households plan on traveling this summer. Polls show many folks still fear Friday the 13th, which is today. Also ahead, update listeners, sound off. But first, the number of Americans dying from narcotics reaching an all-time high. Revised data from the CDC shows 110,000 people OD'd last year alone. Most of the deaths were caused by fentanyl and heroin. Drug addiction causes $250 billion in damage annually to this country. A fifth, 20% of the entire U.S. population now uses opioids. Can you believe it? The open southern border enables all of this. 66% of full-time employees now live paycheck to paycheck. A majority of us struggle to afford basic necessities like food and fuel. Inflation not just hammering low-income workers. 31% of people with six-figure incomes say they are unable to pay monthly bills. Hard to believe, but that's what they say. That number rises to 45% for those earning less than $50,000 a year, and that is where inflation is hurting the most. High gas prices will not stop Americans from traveling, however. A survey from TripAdvisor says 50% of households planning a family getaway this summer. Respondents say the biggest goal is reconnecting with friends and family. 8 in 10 people have not taken a vacation since COVID hit 2 years ago. The average cost for a gallon of gas right now, about $4.45 nationwide. So traveling will not be cheap, obviously. Poll from YouGov shows a whopping 40% of adults suffer from triskaidekaphobia, the fear of Friday the 13th. Most claim the day is unlucky. Some refuse to fly or even leave the house. According to the Stress Management Center in North Carolina, 21 million Americans are treated each year for anxiety surrounding Friday the 13th. I have some simple advice for those people. Toughen up, snowflakes. In a moment, update listeners have their say, and they are tough. Right back. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Let's start with Zeke, love that name, Mount Pelier, Vermont. O'Reilly, you asked why you didn't hear anything about the abortion issue in your church. Could it be because that would be a violation of church and state? No, Zeke, the abortion issue goes to moral clarity, not politics. I wasn't expecting my priest at Mass to hammer Joe Biden. I was expecting him to say, this is what the Catholic Church teaches, and the seriousness of abortion is enormous. But again, I heard nothing last Sunday at Mass. Christopher Pierce, South Dakota, hey Bill, why aren't Catholic churches speaking up on pro-life? Fear. The left has beaten the right into silence. Maybe, but clerics are supposed to be leaders in the moral arena. And the Catholic Church is the big institution that is trying to lessen abortion. So to ignore it is just incomprehensible to me. Melly Yonkers, New York, if President Biden thinks it's okay to demonstrate at Supreme Court judges' residences, in spite of the federal law, then it must be okay for we the people to go to Delaware. Well, you're not going to get close if you go to Delaware where Joe Biden has his home because the Secret Service will not allow it. But you are correct, Melly, when you say that President Biden has not condemned these protests outside the homes of the Supreme Court justices. And the federal law clearly says that is not allowed. You cannot attempt to intimidate a Supreme Court person or any member of the federal government. It is just absolutely incomprehensible why Mr. Biden avoids this issue. Another brick in the wall. Lois, Medford, Oregon. Why is it okay for Russia to drill for oil, but Alaska, about 100 miles away from Russia, cannot because of climate change and the environment? Do the radical climate folks think we're on a different planet? That's an interesting observation, Lois. So Russia, China, India, three of the largest countries in the world, are not going to obey global warming mandates. Yet, we are supposed to destroy our economy in the USA under the climate change banner, which Biden attempted to do, and now we're all paying for it. It is an amazing thing. Georgia, Tampa, Florida. I want to know where and what is happening with the Alito story. I don't hear much about it. Georgia, are you unconscious? It's everywhere, everywhere. And this is going to play out for the next few months. The decision from the Supreme Court on Roe v. Wade due in June. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And thank you very much. My new book, Killing the Killers, number one on the New York Times list. I hope you check it out. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is graduation season in America. This May, 4 million students will toss their caps into the air and receive diplomas at campuses across the country. Many ceremonies will also feature some of the most famous people in the world. Here are some high-profile speakers this month. Musician Taylor Swift, addressing students at New York University, the singer, will receive an honorary degree from NYU at Yankee Stadium on May 18th. Dr. Anthony Fauci, set to close out the school year at Princeton University, the nation's top COVID doctor, will become an honorary class member of the Ivy League school on May 23rd. Actor Tyler Perry will appear at Emory University in Atlanta. The self-made star dropped out of high school. Today, he is worth more than $1 billion. Judge Judy scheduled to address graduates in the Big Apple. Ms. Scheindlin ending the academic year for New York Law School. The TV judge graduated from college back in 1965. Prominent liberal politicians also on the roster. The list includes Loretta Lynch at Harvard, Samantha Power at Johns Hopkins, Senator Raphael Warnock at Morehouse College, Stacey Abrams, Spelman College, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Georgetown, Vice President Harris, Tennessee State University, and President Biden at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. All of these events can obviously generate major dollars. Matthew McConaughey, the actor, was paid $135,000 to speak at the University of Houston. Journalist Katie Couric received an undisclosed six-figure payout from the University of Oklahoma. And here's something else you might not know. A few conservatives will also be touring college campuses this May. Mike Pence will deliver the graduation speech at Columbia International University in South Carolina. Governor Glenn Youngkin at Virginia Tech and Condoleezza Rice at Notre Dame. Good luck to the graduating class of 2022. Help your country become successful. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.